Welcome to the 3-Point Stance,
your weekly fantasy football podcast.
From the website of WILS.com, I'm Brad.
And I'm his brother Jason. With us, as always, is our stat man, Honest Rob.
How's it going, everybody?
All right, today on the 3-Point Stance, we're going to tell you a little bit about the show. After that, we're going to get right into it with our headline story, Wade Phillips. After that, we're going to talk about some injuries. Then we move on to our pickups of the week. After that, we're going to give out our mid-season awards. Next is our segment.
You're killing me, Smalls!
After that, we're going to talk about the bye week for just a quick minute. After that is our segment, Get In My Line.
Or Ride the Pine.
And we're going to end up with some shout-outs. All right, Brad?
Yeah, I want to tell you guys a little bit about ourselves. We are called the 3-Point Stance. We've been doing fantasy football for a little bit now. Luckily, WILS has picked us up to bring you guys fantasy advice every week. If you'd like to email us any of your fantasy questions, you can email us at the3pointstance@gmail.com. The number 3, don't spell out the word 3, and we'll try to get your question on. We're definitely going to email you back, help you guys get your fantasy lineup set. So that's the introduction. Jason, Wade Phillips, that's our headline stories, fired. What does that mean for the Cowboy players there?
Unfortunately, I don't think it really means much for their players. A coaching change obviously is more of an administrative thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to really change the way they're playing right now.
Well, wasn't he more of a kind of offensive-minded coach, Jason Garrett?
Jason Garrett is the offensive coordinator right now. Wade Phillips, I believe, is the head coach and the defensive coordinator. So, I mean, it should shift their focus a little bit more toward the offensive side of the ball, mm-hmm. but you're still going to have John Kitna heading up your offense.
And that's what's really been holding any of your Cowboys players back so far,
yeah.
is John Kitna.
As soon as Kitna came in, that whole offense took a nosedive. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys were not a good team before that,
no.
but after Kitna got in, they've been a train wreck.
And I think some people actually thought that Kitna, you know, he had the playmakers around to be a viable fantasy option, and he proved last week that is not the case.
Yeah, I definitely thought that. I mean, I thought with Miles Austin, and especially, you know, the wide receivers, Miles Austin mm-hmm. and Roy Williams and Dez Bryant and Jason Witten, that he could put something together there as far as offense goes, but I mean, they still lack a running game of any form at all. I mean, they've got three great running backs with Marion Barber and Felix Jones and Tashard Choice there,
right.
but they don't use them at all.
And Kitna seems to have some type of love affair with Dez Bryant. That seems to be obvious. If you have Dez Bryant, though, I mean, are you not playing him? I mean, because Kitna's looking for him, but that's all he's looking for.
I think with Dez Bryant, and also I think Jason Witten, I think you might start those two guys. Witten, I think, is a for sure start with Kitna in there. He's checking mm-hmm. down to Witten a lot. Other than that, I'm not starting Miles Austin. I'm not starting Roy Williams. I would possibly look, I mean, it depends on how your team is, but it possibly look at Dez Bryant as a start, mm-hmm. and obviously not starting John Kitna or any other running backs.
Yeah, I'm not starting John Kitna.
And their defense is just straight out.
Horrid.
You don't touch the defense
Horrid.
In Dallas at all.
You have the Dallas defense. I feel sorry for you.
Yeah. All right, we're going to move on now to some injuries here. First up, I want to talk about some wide receiver injuries. One of them that's very near and dear to my heart, Roddy White got injured this week. Knee injury, actually, is questionable to play. He has a short week because he plays Thursday.
Yeah, that's the problem
yeah.
there.
He tried to come back into the game. He was in and out a couple times, and
He seems to think he's going to play this week.
Yeah, he's told the media he's going to play. I don't know if I believe him quite yet. So what do you do with him? I mean, are you leaving him on your bench? You rolling with him Thursday or what?
Well, the good thing about the game being on Thursday is that will be the only news headline for the Thursday game. So you will know if he's going to be in or not before the game.
That's
so
true.
If he's saying that he's going to be in, can you really sit him?
No.
I don't think he can.
I think you're looking at probably the best fantasy wide receiver in the game right now.
Definitely.
If he plays, you roll him out.
Exactly. You have to and hope for, you know, he's Matt Ryan's going to throw to him regardless.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, hope for a touchdown, and that will at least get you through the week till he says he's 100% healthy.
Yeah. All right, our next wide receiver injury is Austin Colley. A wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts got injured, a
vicious
concussion.
Hit.
Yeah, vicious hit. Apparently it wasn't as bad as it looks, though.
Right.
He's okay. He was sitting up in the locker room after the game and everything, mm-hmm. but definitely not going to play this week.
Right.
So what do you think that does for some of the other wide receivers in Indianapolis?
Well, the wide receivers are just always good in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you have Wayne, you're starting him. If you have Garcon, you're starting them. If you have Tammy, even, you're starting them. So I think you're going to be good as far as I don't think he affects the other wide receivers all that much. They're going to have a good game regardless, I think.
Do you think it boosts the value of someone like a Blair White, who's probably now going to start out of the slot?
If you're starting Blair White, you're kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel. Then don't get me wrong, Blair White's a good player, and Peyton Manning does, you know, spread the ball around, so that's obviously a good thing, but I think if you're starting Blair White, your team has some problems there, unless you're in a very deep league.
I don't know. I think Blair White could have some value. I mean, he's going to be starting. Anybody who starts on the Indianapolis Colts offense is going to have some value.
But he only has one touchdown on the year.
I understand that, but he hasn't got the opportunities. This time he's going to have the opportunities because he's going to be starting.
But they've had wide receivers hurt all season long.
Yeah, but not to the level that got Blair White involved. At this point, you know, you've got enough injuries with Austin Colley and Anthony Gonzalez that Blair White's going to get some starting time. He's going to be out of the slot, where I think he's going to be better than as a wideout. I think he's got some value this week.
There might be some value, but I think if you're using him, it's a Hail Mary, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely a feast or famine type of thing. I mean, he's sort of unproven. But, I mean, with bye week still here for one more week anyway, you know, you might be in injuries at the position. You might be short.
Okay,
so
I can see that.
I think you could take a flyer on Blair White. You could do worse, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, some of our quarterbacks out this week. We have Matt Moore, who is now on IR, out for the season.
Ew.
Yeah. So what do you think that does for Carolina there? I mean, they looks like they started some mix of, you know, Jimmy Clausen and Tony Pike, both rookies, once Matt Moore got injured. So
Pike looked better to me, but they both looked pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean, Jimmy Clausen, for all the talk of he being in the Notre Dame college, you know, pro system, and I'm sorry, he still looked really bad. So I don't think it really affects any of the receivers there too much. If you have Steve Smith, you're probably going to want to wait to see if maybe he has some type of chemistry with Pike that he doesn't have with Jimmy Clausen. But I think you're going to kind of stay away from the wide receivers in Carolina for a while till they show you something.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I don't know whose decision it was in Carolina there, but somebody needs to get fired. Who decided to have Matt Moore with two rookie quarterbacks backing him up, and that's your quarterback?
I have no idea.
That's your whole quarterback core. Core right there. I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
Our other quarterback injured this week is Matt Stafford.
I'm hearing out for the season.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he's becoming one of the most injury-prone quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to go. I like Drew Stanton. I really do.
I do, too.
So I want to see what he does. I want to see if he can convert, you know, to the pros. He hasn't really had a whole lot of time to play. But I think if he can do what he did at MSU, I can definitely see some value in him in the coming weeks.
All right. I want to talk about one more injury here. Ryan Matthews, running back, injured again.
Yes.
Is it time to jump ship?
I jump shipped a long time ago. About 3 weeks ago is, I think, when I jump ship.
I agree. I think at this point, unless you're in some sort of a keeper league, I think Ryan Matthews has proven that he's just not going to be healthy this season.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
All right, we're going to move on the three-point stance to our pickups of the week. In pickups of a week of the week is a little interesting this week because a lot of our pickups are good players. It's a pretty shallow week, but yeah, a lot of our good pickups are actually on a bye this week.
Yeah, yeah.
So unfortunately,
this is building for the future. Yeah, this is foundation.
This is not going to help you this week as much. It's a pretty shallow pool here. Our first pickup, and I'm going to attempt this. It's Sei Ajiratutu, I believe is how you pronounce
right.
that. He's a wide receiver in San Diego, finally getting a chance to show what he can do with the slew of injuries they have there.
Yeah, definitely.
And had a big week, so I think he's our number one pickup of the week anyway.
Yeah, yeah, and like you said, they're on the bye. Mm-hmm. The thing that you have to know about him is when the starters come back, yeah, they're going to come back, he's going to fall to fantasy irrelevance.
Yeah, you're really only talking about a one-week plug-in because after the bye week, Malcolm Floyd is expected to come back from injury. The week after that, you're going to get Vincent Jackson back.
Legadou Nene at some point.
Yeah, Legadou Nene at some point is going to come back. So, I mean, it's really just a short-term solution if you've got, you know, just a bleed that you really need to plug up for a second.
Right,
right. We're going to stick with the Chargers here, and tight end Randy McMichael is our next pickup.
Yeah, definitely.
Antonio Gates looking like he could be out for at least a few weeks, if not the rest of the season, with that foot issue he's got.
Yeah.
So Randy McMichael scored two touchdowns this week and is looking like a pretty solid plug-in.
Yeah, and as far as tight ends go, it's a pretty shallow pool right now.
Yeah,
so you might be looking, you know, in someone who scores two touchdowns, mm-hmm, as far as the tight end goes, that's gold as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
If you have Antonio Gates and you're kind of hurting, that tight end might be something to look into.
Yeah, Randy McMichael's probably an essential handcuff for all you Antonio Gates owners out there. And if you missed out on Jacob Tammy, maybe in our pickups last week, you know,
right,
you can sub in Randy McMichael and get some points for yourself. Our next pickup is going to be Jacoby Ford, wide receiver out in Oakland there. Had a good week, something like 148 yards, and then a kickoff return touchdown.
Yeah, and one of the things is they're actually, the coaching staff there, saying they're trying to find ways to get him the ball.
Yeah.
So whenever you hear that about a player, mm-hmm, he's definitely worth a look in your fantasy league.
And he's a speedy guy. I mean, if you saw any of the plays, he is just fast.
And he had a phenomenal catch at the end of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, to win the game, really.
Honest, Rob, do you have some stats for us there on Jacoby Ford?
Yeah, I got those stats for you right here, Jason. Looks like with Jacoby over the past few weeks, he's kind of come to life, like we were just talking about. Only a few points last week, but at least he got some receptions.
Mm-hmm.
Two receptions week 7 against Denver, two receptions week 8 against Seattle. This last week, though, 6 receptions, 148 yards, that led to 20 points in standard leagues.
Wow.
Yeah, with that kickoff return touchdown, that long one there, and then the six receptions for 148.
Yeah.
He's looking like a serious option there.
Definitely if you get kick return yards in your league.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say he was a definite pickup there.
Definitely. All right, our next pickup is going to be James Jones. We talked about him, I think, a couple weeks ago, yeah. Green Bay Packers wide receiver. Again, with the injury to Donald Driver. Once Donald Driver comes back, I think James Jones is going to lose some value.
Yeah.
But for right now, as long as Driver's out, then you know he's going to have some value as the third receiver there, or second receiver there, picking up some.
Yeah, like we said, you know, these aren't you know, pickups that you're going to have for the rest of your season. This is just something if you have a couple wide receivers out, maybe some injuries or something like that, something to look into right there. He'll probably get you some points week to week.
Definitely. All right, one more pickup I want to talk about is Mike Goodson. He is the only running back right now on Carolina's active roster. D'Angelo Williams out. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Stewart went out of the game. I can't remember, his backup also went out of that game. So now they're down to their last running back in Mike Goodson. And I figure that means he's going to get all the carries.
One thing, yes, he is still a four-string running back, though, so I'm going to stay away from him. But hey, if you're really, you got no one.
If you're desperate, he's going to get the carries. I mean, he's the guy right now.
How many teams have no committees? You
exactly.
Know? So, yeah, maybe worth a look.
He'll get you some points anyway. You know, if you're looking for a flex, I'd say Mike Goodson is probably, if you're desperate, worth a flyer.
Right.